Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 25th of February, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone. We are back.
We are, as per tradition. And today, we have so many things to discuss. We've brought in some help with the heavy lifting. Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
I don't know about heavy lifting, but I'll see what kind of comic relief I can give you.
You know, on Security Friday, that's always a good option. So
I figured it might
be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So as per tradition, it is, in fact, Security Friday, a.k.a. Secure Your Stuff Friday. Hi, Nate. We have an interesting story today about a new threat out there this week in malware, I guess we'll call it. So, Andrew, go ahead and take us through it.
Yeah, so this week we really don't have a lot of bad security news, which we always welcome. The story that I found over this week is a joint alert from the FBI, the NSA, a couple of other groups. This is a security alert. These agencies are warning about this group known as Sandworm or Voodoo Bear. They are using this piece of malware never before seen in the wild called Cyclops Blink. Now, as far as I have been able to, you know, research myself, all the reports and articles I've seen, it is believed that this group is linked to Russia.
Okay.
Nah, and it ain't so.
Yeah. And they do say the name Sandworm, at least, was linked to other attacks in the past. There was a disruption of electricity in Ukraine back in 2015. The devastating NotPetya attack in 2017. That was one of the more famous ones in the past few years.
Yeah,
and it was a whole serious. Bunch of other attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also linked in my article, just to give some background information, there is this, they did an investigation about NotPetya, and, that was linked to Russia. Last month, Merck won a court dispute over this NotPetya attack, so they say ultimately Cyclops Blink might be to an upgrade to this thing called VPN Filter, which was a piece of malware that was uncovered in 2018. Mm-hmm. And they say this targeted network devices, especially routers from, quote, small office and home office and network attack storage. Mm-hmm. And they say and Cyclops Blink has been seen in the wild since at least June 2019.
And reformatting your router doesn't necessarily get rid of it. So just rebooting your router sometimes will clear up a lot of stuff. Not this. Sometimes even just restoring the firmware to a previous version, like, you can't get rid of it. That was the other part of this one. If you've shopped for stuff lately, now that you possibly have a shiny new work from home position, you've seen a lot of things that were called like Soho routers or Soho modems. And that's what it means, is small office, home office is what that category is. So a lot of stuff in that, I need a little more networking horsepower than the thing I got from the cable company or whatever. And if you went and bought one, and something that's like a Soho router, Soho kind of thing, those, or Soho NAS, those are the ones that are prime targets for this. And it's kind of, it's bad. And part of why it's bad is because undoing it is nigh impossible in a lot of cases. So.
Yeah. So just to end on this, the technical term for what you were saying is this malware, it persists on reboot. So even if you it's not working, have you tried turning it on and off again? Mm-hmm. It's still there. Yeah. And the alert does say maybe steps that you can take to try to remove it.
Yeah. And the most effective is buy a new router in some of those cases. So,
yeah.
I'd say the beverage pairing for this particular news is probably a stiff beverage.
Yep.
Not quite moonshine, but slightly more than, you know, the house red wine or whatever that we use for lighter weight stories. So,
how about four fingers of Maker's Mark?
That's an excellent recommendation. I was going to say,
I think this is probably some form of whiskey.
Yes, definitely a brown liquor level threat.
Yes.
That's what we've got here. Okay. So, yeah, that'll do it. So, because that was the one that we had to talk about the most, because it is a group that is based out of Russia, and that some of these attacks are based out of Russia, for absolutely no other reason whatsoever, we have decided completely at random to talk to you a little bit today, this is why both of you are here, about some practical tips, because we love practical tips, that you can use to just generally raise your level of security, and it doesn't really take a lot of work or effort to do most of these things. And the first one is updating your operating system. If there's something available for it, and it's been, more than, say, 12 or 24 hours, and, you know, social media isn't melting down with mentions of this update sent my computer into a reboot loop, or now my phone doesn't work, or things like that. If you haven't seen any of that, then go ahead and pull the trigger on that update and make sure that it happens. As we've said here before numerous times, the less information there is in the release notes for that update, the more important it is that you run it, because here's a new feature, or here's a bug fix that we've done, and it's all in exhaustive detail. Those usually aren't the ones that are security, and the security ones are the ones that they don't really talk about until later to make sure everybody patches. So if it just says this is a very important security update and you need it, then you probably ought to run that. So just make sure you're keeping those current, because a lot of the ones we talk about here, we talk about, and it's for a previous version of operating system. If you're on the current version, you're already not affected. So we want to make sure we keep those up to date.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's one of them. And then password managers is another. And one thing that's interesting about password managers is that a lot of them continue to add features. And most of them now, I think, iCloud Keychain, LastPass does, I think Dashlane does, and 1Password does, time-based one-time passwords, or TOTP, where it rotates every 30 seconds, so you have a secret code. Updating to something like that instead of letting something text you a six-digit code is also a pretty good way to go. And
there are also, like, dedicated apps to that. One app that I've seen is pretty well recommended is called Authy. Yes. And it does the same thing. It gives you these time-based one-time passwords. I guess it just depends, you know, do you want a dedicated app for that, or, you know, for maybe a little bit more ease of use? Mm-hmm. Most of the main password managers have that feature integrated as well.
Yeah.
One thing that I want to point out to be very careful of, because a lot of people use Google's authenticator. There have been a number of clones of that app popping up lately in the App Store.
Okay. So
make sure it's by the right.
You're actually getting the Google authenticator if that's the one you want to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing about, like, authenticator apps, Andrew, one of the recommendations you got from Authy was me, because that's one that I use personally for all my stuff.
Where I got it from.
Yeah. But all the other ones will support other accounts. So if you say, you know, I have a Google account, I need to go get the Google authenticator, or I have a Microsoft account, I need the Microsoft authenticator, those will work. But you can also use anything that has an authenticator app. There's usually steps for how to use those. So, you know, if you have a Google account and a Microsoft account and you want to set them both up, you don't need two apps. They will both support the other. So just pick the one that looks the nicest to you, or, you know, works the best on your phone. If one of them's a little slower or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. They will all work. Like I said, even iCloud Keychain, which is part of iOS, will do this as well. So you don't have to worry about, you can upgrade that very easily, and it doesn't have to cost you anything, because iCloud Keychain handles those for you as well.
Yes. As of iOS 15 and macOS Monterey, iCloud Keychain does that as well. It supports these one-time passcodes.
Yeah. And there, and
which kind of I feel goes along with, you know, if you can update to the latest operating system.
Yes. Another reason to update. You get stuff like this. So, yeah. If you want to make sure that you're keeping lots of things safe and you decide you're going to upgrade to a password manager and you're going to pay for it, one of the ones that is good for that is 1Password. And like I said, a lot of them are adding features all the time. And a specific one we wanted to talk about was privacy.com, or I guess they're just called privacy. Andrew, you use this service and you recommend it all the time. And now you can tie that into 1Password. So tell people what privacy does for you.
Yeah, I just think privacy.com is such a great service. A while ago, they did announce some kind of integration with 1Password. And we've talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah.
It's great because it's a free service you can use. And what you do is you link your bank account to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then because that's the funding source for with the service, you can generate pretty much unlimited virtual debit cards for it.
Yeah.
And there are different kinds of cards you can generate for privacy. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you're trying to buy something through Facebook Marketplace and you don't want to have Facebook use and collect your credit card information, you can use privacy.com to generate either a card that you can set a limit for. So this card cannot be charged more than, say, $10 or $20, whatever you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also make it a burner card. So this card can only be used at facebook.com this one time, and then it's automatically dead and it cannot be used anymore. So I just think it's such a great service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's free. So there's a lot to like about privacy in this case. And it's now integrated with 1Password, as we mentioned. They've put them together so you just sort of link your accounts. And then you have the option to do all of that within 1Password. So anything that you've already got, any credit card information you've already got stored in there, then you can hook it up to privacy and spin up those fake numbers or those numbers with limits. Or those fake numbers with limits or whatever you need. And it makes it very handy to be able to put those together. So that's super cool. We have a couple of other tips we want to talk about. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. So how many unread emails do you have in your inbox right now? You don't have to tell me. It's okay. As long as you know. If you're procrastinating on those listening to us, then welcome. But if you're having a hard time getting things done or even just started, Thesis can help. Thesis makes personalized supplement formulas that are based on the science of nootropics, which are natural, powerful ingredients. If you take their 3-minute online quiz, Thesis recommends the formula that's customized just for you. I've tried it, and it's been really helpful with juggling all the things that are going on all the time. Over 60,000 other people have also used Thesis for better results, and now you can too. Right now, Thesis is offering our listeners 10% off your first starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. Go to takethesis.com/TDO to take the quiz, discover your unique nootropic combination, and save 10% on that first starter kit. It's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know we sent you, and we'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. Now, there are other things that you can do to keep information secure aside from using a password manager. There may be other stuff that you want to make sure you're keeping to yourself. And one easy way to do that is to use a VPN so that whatever you're up to on your machine isn't freely available to other people. I guess we'll put it that way. And Andrew, you and I have talked about VPNs a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes. So the VPN I'm using right now is from Proton.
Uh-huh.
They have a VPN. They also have end-to-end encrypted mail. They're also working on cloud storage and calendars. I think those are still in beta. Mm-hmm. So they're just trying to provide this, like, just buy into this suite of services and you can get all this.
Yeah.
I personally like Proton Mail. It's and the VPN. They are both, end-to-end encrypted, like I mentioned. They were founded at CERN in Switzerland by these scientists. So that's a green flag in my book.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're very cool. The one that I have, because I generally don't end up on a lot of networks that are not networks that I have direct control over. So I have one that's a little bit lower use that's called Cloak. No, it's not called Cloak anymore. It used to be called Cloak. Now it's called EncryptMe. And it's real low level, and I'm signed up for a plan for a couple of bucks a month that just makes it so I continue to have an account, and occasionally if I need it, I can use it. And one thing that's really nice about it is that you can flag, like, this is my home network, so don't worry about anything I'm doing on this one, but this is a network where I definitely want to make sure that all my traffic goes through my VPN connection. And, you know, and then if you connect to a network that's not familiar to it, it'll pop up and go, do I trust this network or not? And then you tell it, and it will remember for you, and then it'll automatically fire up depending. So the app is super handy for it. It also comes in an iOS flavor. And one of the other things I like about it is that it's just the amount of data that you use. So if you use a certain amount of data, then it will, I think it stops and then alerts you, and then you have the option in that moment, like, let me just buy the bigger plan for this month, and then you can keep going if you're going to run up against a limit. So that's one of the things I like about it. And their support is really handy, and the app is really nice to use, and it doesn't take up a bunch of space. It's a little menu bar icon. It doesn't get in your face unless you need it, which is one of the other things I really like about it. And one of the ways I can help keep that from happening, not to sound like an ad, but this is another thing I use and really like, and that's called Trip Mode. And Trip Mode is an app that you can tell it, based on, again, what network you're connected to, it will enable and disable certain apps. Only certain things are allowed through. If you're connected to a VPN or to a hotspot, you know, if you don't have unlimited data, but you would connect to your phone occasionally, you can use Trip Mode and tell it, like, Dropbox doesn't get to sync, only Slack gets through, and you can adjust what those look like as it goes through. And then it'll keep you from chewing through a bunch of data in the background that you didn't mean to, and then, you know, and give you some awareness of what's going through there. Yeah, so it's very handy for that. So those two together come in very handy, because, like, you can use one of them, and, you know, maybe you don't need the unlimited VPN plan from EncryptMe if you've got Trip Mode making sure Dropbox isn't chewing up all your space in the background. So
that helps. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now, another one that, Andrew, I know you and I have talked about is, aside from just keeping people off your computer, is sometimes keeping people out your business, like using secure notes and secure chat. So let's talk a little bit about secure notes, because if you have an iPhone, you have access to secure notes.
Yes. So for both secure notes and secure messengers, there are definitely a whole range of different apps out there. But there are kind of these, you know, main apps that I've seen that seem to get recommended the most. So for secure notes, there is this app I've used before. It's called Standard Notes. It is this, you know, they provide end-to-end encryption for your private notes. It is open source. They have a whole bunch of different kind of modules or add-ons that you can choose if you're a paid member, like to not only notes, but you can have, you know, these encrypted spreadsheets. And if you want it to have, you know, kind of markdown like capabilities, to have, you know, bolded text, italicized text, add, you know, all these different note features. You can store it with their cloud. I'm pretty sure you can also configure it to where it stores your notes on your own private server, which I think is another good recommendation. So, yeah, that's, to me, that is the main recommendation I've seen for private notes.
Yeah. And if you are so inclined, the Notes app gives you the feature to lock things with a password. So you do have that option. If you don't have anything else installed and just want to keep something more private than it is already, that can be a good way to do it. So that's a good one too. So those are some basic tips we have for you on those. And we have one more piece of news to give you here at the end of the show. And that is that this is going to be the last episode of Security Friday here on TDO with me hosting, because this is the last episode I'm going to be hosting. So that's going to do it for TDO, at least in the short term. It may possibly come back in a new and improved version. We'll see how that goes. So, you know, keep an eye on the website to see how that works. And any information you need aside from that, you can get over at MacObserver.com. That's basically going to do it for the show, like I said, for the short term. And I've enjoyed very much getting to interact with all of you. I've very much enjoyed everyone's feedback about the stuff that we talk about and the things that we want to do. You can still reach out to observations@macobserver.com. You will still get an answer from someone on the TMO staff who will help you out with whatever it is that you are trying to ask. And that's going to do it for us today. So, Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
You know, Kelly, thanks for having me. I think it's been great being able to do Security Friday with you. And as always, I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Yeah. And Jeff Butts, as always, thanks so much for coming by. I'm glad you were here.
Now, Kelly, I'm glad I was here, too. I'm sorry to see you go, but I know we'll keep in touch.
Oh, you're not getting rid of me that easy. You know that.
I know. We rebels have to stick together.
We do indeed. So that's going to do it for us today. I have been your host, Kelly Gamont, and I will talk to all of you again soon in some format or another. So one more time, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.